ready for this? Powder folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Word to your mother, and welcome in to another episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Let me be the first and last to say that I apologize, that we apologize. We missed last week. Schedules didn't line up. We're adults, unfortunately. But I'll tell you what, if you told me at the beginning of the year we get like 15 of 16 shows in, or 16 of 17, however many are in the season, I think I would take that.
Especially us being with adult responsibilities. I mean, Tim has a full-blown child.
Like a whole child. Like not even like a whole, like the whole kahuna.
And we're not paid to do this. We're not sponsored yet.
Miller Lite. You know,
maybe one day. But, you know, we do it for the love of the game.
Actually, it's a really good way to put it. Just three guys talking ball, man. As always, I'm your host, Chris Mitchum, the proud manager of Team Fairlife in this league, with the usual gang, Tim Rader, the manager of Close But No Jamar.
How we doing, party people?
And Aaron Hunt, the manager of the Sun God Squad.
How's everybody doing on this fine Blackout Wednesday for those who celebrate?
That's right. So throughout this show, we are getting blacked out. So get ready for that. I'm just kidding.
I don't have to drive. I don't think you have to. Well, you do have to drive, so no blacking out for you.
Start whipping up the shots right now. pack show, and I say that with all genuineness this week. We got a quick news segment for you. Then, of course, we have the fastest Week 11 review you'll ever hear. We did, like I said, miss last week, so we're going to briefly go over that for you. Then we'll get into the actual Week 12 review. A quick playoff primer, boys. 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left until the playoff primer, or to the playoffs, I'm sorry. And then, of course, we have the This League Guarantee, the Week 13 preview, and then we'll get you out of here. First off, drink of the week. I'll start because I have me a unique one. I have a freshly made lemonade from McAllister's. It is delightful. Hear that ice? Yeah, baby.
That's an elite option, Chris. I do like me some McAllister's lemonade.
Aaron, over to you.
I'm bucking the trend. Tomorrow there's no work, so I am kicking off the colder months the right way. I've got some Buffalo Trace bourbon cream.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Looks like you're drinking milk.
Oh, and it's delightful.
How festive. All right, Tim, what you got? How you gonna beat that?
I got nothing.
Dang.
Got nothing around me. You know what? It's the fast before the Thanksgiving, you know. Gotta save all the room for tomorrow.
That's fair. Favorite Thanksgiving dishes. 1, 2, 3, go.
Cornbread casserole for me.
Okay. I'm mac and cheese. You call that basic. You give me a nice mac and cheese in front of me, game over.
Some people might argue, Chris, that mac and cheese is not a Thanksgiving side.
I mean, there's people out there that also believe the world is flat. Same people? Probably.
Yeah, could be.
Tim, you got
it? I don't know. I like the leftover sandwich you make with everything, you know.
Oh, man.
If you need a little bit, you know, more to eat at the end of the day, but you don't want a whole dinner, you know, just a little bit of leftovers on a sandwich.
That's true. That's a good leftover sandwich is top tier food right there. All right, guys. There was some news from the past 2 weeks, and we will quickly get into that. Mr. Daniel Jones, everybody's favorite Danny Dimes, out on New York, signs with the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron, does Sam Darnold have anything to worry about?
No. I don't think he does.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, his confidence is shot right now.
Probably. What are they, 9-2, the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're making any changes anytime soon. Aaron Rodgers being weird, and I only put this in there because I'm sure, what is it, Zach and Stretch in particular are paying very close attention, being the Breece Hall, Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson holders. If Aaron Rodgers, something does happen to him by the end of this year, and you get, you know, a Tyrod Taylor in there, good Lord, we know how much stake Stretch has in the Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson stack, so he could be going down on that one. Isaiah Pacheco logging a full practice on Wednesday, set to play Black Friday against the Raiders. Huge news for the Sun God squad, and in turn, a very, very sad goodbye to Kareem Hunt in Team Fairlife's starting lineup. He's been in there a lot, man. For somebody off the waiver, he's been doing the Lord's work. So if this is the last week, Kareem, thank you. You did a service. You did a service. We're going to try to win you a ring. Saquon Barkley messing up the league, messing up fantasy records, messing up fantasy games, breaks the single-game rushing record for the Eagles. Tim, how good does it feel to have Saquon Barkley on your fantasy team?
It's pretty nice, not going to lie. It's pretty nice.
I believe it. Man, I'm kind of eating crow because I was really worried about CeeDee Lamb on your team. But then here Saquon comes just being like, I'll take care of it. Don't you worry.
And he's getting, you know, 50 points every week. It's all good.
I'll carry the load. It's all good. Gosh. And then lastly here, J.K. Dobbins with a sprained knee. No timetable to return. If you're Don, you don't love to hear that. And even if you're J.K. Dobbins, the man, you know, you don't love to hear that either. Just for the injuries and stuff like that. So wishing him a full recovery. Gus Edwards out on the waiver wire. And if you're anybody but Clayton, please pick him up. Please pick him up. Please, 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 Clayton.
How did nobody grab him?
You don't need him. Start Devin Singletary this week. You don't need Gus Edwards.
I'll be picking him up.
Yes, please do. Aaron, put a claim in right now. I'm not even holding you. I might hold this podcast until after the waivers tomorrow. All right. Well, that was the news for this week, or for the last 2 weeks, I guess. Everybody's been relatively healthy, I feel like, this fantasy season, especially the running backs, the older running backs that you think of. Been pretty good. No huge.
Knock on wood.
I say for real. Knock on wood, unless you're Tim with every handcuff in the league on your roster. All right. Well, that was the new segment. Let's get into week 11. That's right, week 11. You're about to hear the fastest review you've ever heard. Let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your fastest week 11 review. We'll start off with Aaron and the Sun God Squad coming into this one at 4-6, taking on your boy, Chris and Team Fairlife at 7-3.
Taking care of business, right, Chris? Or maybe not. Aaron wins $138 to $121.
Don't look now. God. What a horrible week. Horrible week. All right. We will move on quickly to Steven and Mount Passmore coming into this one at 3-7, taking on Zach and Breece Lightning at 3-7. This one had a little more mustard on it, Aaron.
It sure did. And we did declare this as a win or go home game for Zach. And by golly, at the end of this, did he go home, but not without a fight. Final score was Zach 127 to Steven 137. A close one indeed.
My golly, did he go home? We'll give Zach his flowers at the end of this one. We will go on to Stretch coming into this one at 6-4, taking on Tim and close but no Jamar at 7-3. I called this one the battle for Qdoba, and Tim comes out on top. Tim puts a stranglehold on Qdoba despite Stretch's best efforts. Your final score was Stretch 132, Tim 149. The highest score on the week. We move on to the next matchup. It is Clayton and the Red Rocket coming to this one at 4-6, taking on Don and Jigbus and Paris at 1-9.
Boy, would another running back look good on this squad. But he did take care of business, truly. Clayton 129-99.
Congrats to Clayton. Don falls to 1-10. And then your game of the week was between two juggernauts of the league in the Chipotle division. It was Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth at 7-3, taking on Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan at 8-2.
And this was Hayden's chance. Hayden, it was your chance. Put your stamp on it. Put your mark on it. It wasn't pretty for either team, but as long as you get the dub, it doesn't matter how it looks. That dub goes to Anthony and Uninspired Youth, 126 to Hayden's 105, leaving Hayden looking to see what happened on that one.
That was Hayden's chance to prove himself, ladies and gentlemen, and he lets it fall through his fingers. That was your week 11 review. All right. Maybe we should just do all reviews that way from now on.
I like that. That flowed really well.
Just burn through them. Real quick before we dive into week 12, Aaron somehow beat me. Third highest score on the week, man. I pooped my pants. And
it was hard to do justice in one sentence.
I know. Taking care of business or maybe not. Yeah. That's true. Like I mentioned, Anthony Hayden was obviously the biggest game of that week. Hayden just missed his shot to really prove himself. Kind of pooped a brick with a 105 outing, and Anthony takes that one. Makes Chipotle division very much alive. And that was really the highlights from week 11. So as we move into week 12, keep that in mind. The fight for Chipotle is very much still alive. The fight for the sixth seed in the playoff is very much still alive. And Tim just chilling at Qdoba Division. And I also looked at your schedule. Barring absolute disaster, Tim should be chilling with a first-round bye in all likelihood coming up.
Shut up.
I am trying to jinx you as hard as I can. So we will
shut your face.
We will go into week 12 here, and we will start off with a game that, you know, you look at these two teams' records, and they may not be as similar as they appear. And, of course, I'm talking about Aaron and the Sun God Squad coming into this one at 5-6, taking on Stretch. And what's his name? Why am I blanking?
Walker.
I hardly know her, at 6-5.
And this game, low-key, had huge playoff implications.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at their records. If Aaron could pull off an upset, they would be tied 6-6, and Aaron would be the fourth or fifth seed somehow.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Don't look now, but you're very, very much alive in this year's playoff hunt. And
let's go!
Aaron, why are you happy about that? I thought you'd be like, why?
It's sucks. Wild. So, you know, Aaron's getting his big booms from his usual guys. Boom. AJ Brown, solid 23 points. Caleb Williams,
out of nowhere,
31 against Minnesota's top defense. Holy moly. Amon-Ra with a floor game, you know, 12 points. Lab, you know, 14. The Texans defense with 16. It, you know, looks gross. Audric Estime, 1.5. But the pickup of Amir Abdullah, 17.
Yeah,
and
what a pickup, man.
These RBs, man, he's just nailing. Stretch, you know, Josh Jacobs, dog.
Mm. Josh Jacobs,
Sutton, dog. Kenneth Walker and David Montgomery getting it done. Up to 138.8 points, this game came down to Monday Night Football with Aaron having Likely and McConkey with a decent gap to close, about would have needed about 29 points to win. Not not impossible, but hey man, it didn't help that Likely goosed you.
Oh, yikes.
And McConkey, like I said, solid 14.3. It's not enough to get it done. Final note on this is the big what if. What if this squad still had Mark Andrews in his 15.6 points?
Oh, he's not. He's not doing that.
Slotted in over Isaiah Likely, and the Sun God squad would have won.
Wow.
Would have won. The big what if. Mandrews. That is stretch 138 to Aaron 124 for those keeping score at home.
Yikes. I mean, honestly, solid performance from Stretch. Cortland Sutton, man. Dude, what's going on over there? Sutton, Nix. God, it's just, I just feel like Stretch is doing it again. I just feel like he's doing it again.
Just finds players that clear that just come out of the woodwork. And thank you, Stretch, for beating me, because I was a little happy that I'm still technically in the playoff race. But guys,
you got to pick a side, Aaron. You got to pick a side.
Let me make the playoffs. I don't deserve it. I really don't.
Oh, I thought that was going
to
be a
shot for that trophy to come back home, though. You know, no matter how, if it doesn't fall the way you thought it might, you know, you got the explosive upside.
Yeah, that's fair.
Good. All right. Well, we'll move on to the next matchup there. Stretch improves to 7-5. Aaron falls to 5-7. We will move on to the next matchup. It was Zach and Brees Lightning coming into this one at 3-9 on a 6-game losing streak, taking on the top dog in the league, or one of them anyways, Tim, and close but no Jamar at 8-3.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you both, but the 6-game losing streak, it's going to quickly turn into 7 here.
Dang, not even trying to give us any kind of anticipation.
Yeah, we're just going to start right off the bat here with Zach. This got ugly in a hurry. There was not a single player on the roster outside of CJ Stroud in the starting lineup that eclipsed 10 points.
Oh my God.
Yikes. MHJ, just not been the force we all thought he would be this season. Do I think he's talented? Of course. That's undeniable. But it's also undeniable that this year has been a massive roller coaster ride for his owners.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is feeling the effects of that, it seems, every week. The double decker tight end stacker, not kind to everybody, and it wasn't kind to Zach. Whopper. He had Kate Otten and David Njoku in there, but they both combined for less than 10 points.
Yeah, that's
kind of a
oddity
for them.
That's not a good double decker tight end stacker right there. That's a bad one.
Yeah, that is not
trying to
get
think
it
of
done.
A bad burger joint. That's a
That's like a Krabby Patty Jr.
Okay, sure.
And then you look at his starting running backs; they combined for 13 carries total. That number was higher than their point total combined.
Nice,
which super just brutal.
Stick it to him.
You know, yeah, the saving grace for Zach, though, unlike some other weeks, no points were left on the bench because, well, there weren't any. So there's just nowhere he could have substituted for a point total to be better than what he put out there. Pivoting over to Tim, it was just another day at the office for my man Tim.
It was not just another day at the office. There is a 46 point in there. Come on.
It doesn't matter how you get the point total. I'm just saying it's seemingly always above 130 most weeks. So he just went right back to it. CD has actually been okay post-Dak surgery or Dak injury. He's been putting up, you know, low to mid wide receiver 2 numbers, and he got 16. This week, it was nice to see Aaron Jones put up a solid point total. Looks like he has some juice heading into the back half of the season with 18.
22 carries. Oof.
Yeah, getting a lot of volume. Got to pause here for a second. Tyreek Hill. Any concerns for you there?
What's your
Tim?
Level, he Tim?
He hasn't put up 20 points since week 1.
Oh, I mean, the concern's definitely there, but he's a guy that I'll take him in a flex 2 spot over anybody else in the league any week. You know, that upside is still there. The offense has just been running through Jonnu Smith the last 3 weeks, which I don't think that can last, but I guess we'll find out. He's still getting me a floor of like 8 or 9, so not horribly upset. I mean, the trade did net me Saquon, so like I can't really like hate the trade at all.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I look forward to talking about your team in the power rankings because I have a lot of questions.
Not being quite there.
Yeah. And, you know, whether Jalen Waddle continues the output that he had, the anomaly game where he put up a ton of points like you would think Tyreek would, it just seems confusing for Miami. So we'll just see how it plays out the rest of the year. Feels like a roulette game for the other flex spot. I feel like sometimes it is just tough to know who's going to score the most week to week. Sometimes it's D-Hop, sometimes it's somebody else. And so that one will just be interesting to see, you know, week to week. You did have Ja'Marr Chase on bye, so that helps whenever you get him back this week. So that was another spot there where it was, you know, teetering. But the biggest storyline for Tim that by far and away just made this an open case and shut type of affair was Saquon Barkley. I mean, that man put up 46 points.
What?
Which earns 5 booms from me. You guys think I did it well? That was my first time ever trying that.
Love the booms.
How'd it feel?
Booms are great.
He feels like the RB that you want to have the rest of the way. The dude looks unstoppable. Focal point of the Eagles offense. His mindset's in the right spot. I have a little bit, not going to lie, seller's remorse because I just wish I was still competing to have him on my team still. But he's doing big things on a competitor's team, so shouts out there. But nonetheless, Tim cruises to 9-3. Final score of 132 to Zach's 64.
Nice.
That's tough, man. 64 is tough.
Quick trip down memory lane. Week 3, Zach and I face off, and he beats me 138 to 121.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, Dante Johnson get 30, and Rosh G. Rice get 30.
Dang. Wow. How the turns table, man.
That Rosh G. Rice injury for him, I think, is bigger than we even thought.
Yeah, completely turned his team upside down.
I was about to say, you know who I miss? I miss primetime, man. I miss primetime.
Yeah, shouts out.
I know. Chris Primetime, Chris Godwin, man. Be back soon. Get well soon. Congrats to Tim. Moves to 9-3. Zach falls to 3-9. We'll move on to the next one. It was Steven and Mount Passmore at 4-7, taking on Don and Jigwas in Paris at 1-10. We both know that both of these teams are destined for the losers brackets. But you know who was watching this game closely? Me. Because I have Don's first, and I want him to succeed. Steven has his own first. So at this point, you know, like I said, with two guys who are bound for the loser's bracket, you want to see some good performances. And if you are Don, man, give it up for Don, baby. Good performance. 134 points is plenty to beat Steven's 107 points. And for Don, really exciting pieces like George Pickens. I know he only got 8, but you were away at Cleveland, snowing. George Pickens' schedule is really good the rest of the time, which kind of makes me throw up. He's probably going to let you down, Don, just an FYI. But that's something that's going to be promising. Jonnu Smith?
Hey, what happened?
Anybody want to guess what tight end he is on the year? Anybody? Don't look.
I have not seen. I'm going to guess he's probably all the way up to 7 by now.
Aaron, you got a guess?
He's been so hot lately.
I think you're muted, Aaron. Aaron, you're muted.
Yeah, he's still muted.
I think I saw the words 4 come out of his mouth.
At 3 or 4 is what I was going to say.
Okay. He is tied in 5 right now, which I don't know if that's props to Jonnu or just a disgrace to the rest of the tight end position. But
I think Don picked him up off waivers last week. He was not on anybody's roster all year long.
November 6th. So that would have been 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Wow.
For $2.
Wow.
$2. A top 5 tight end in both of the previous 2 weeks. He puts up 23 for Don. And then JSN, I'm going to ask the question. I think we're well documented on this podcast that I've been a JSN truther for a long time. Is the breakout here? Is it happening? Is it happening? Tim, I'm looking at you.
I mean, I think so.
Come on, let it happen.
I mean, overall, the numbers look good on the year. I haven't
the wide receiver 8
games to like Like, is he dominating? Is he winning? Is it just volume? Like, the numbers look good, but I can't speak to the film side of things, you know? Like, does he look like he's going to overtake DK as the wide receiver one? That's my big question that I would pose to somebody who may know more than me.
That's a question that people are asking. Like Dynasty right now, JSN or DK? You know, I think JSN, you got 3 years on DK, I think. DK's 26, JSN's 23, if I remember correctly, or something like that.
Such a tough call.
Yeah, I know, but if you're Don, you love being in that position this year. Are you kidding me? Like, finally, you're in that position of, you know, JSN being a top 15 dynasty receiver. So that's a fun one. He got him 19. He should be really good the rest of the season. And while this isn't going to help him this year, let's not forget, Don has Chris Olave, Brandon Ayuk, Hollywood Brown, all on IR, Jonathan Brooks hopefully easing back in. Like, the future might be pretty bright for Don. 132 gives you something to look forward to, especially in that loser's bracket. Come on, baby. But for Steven, I mean, not as exciting. Jonathan Taylor, poop. DK Metcalf, poop. Don't even know why Dalton Schultz is in the lineup. You could have Jonnu Smith. Dalton Schultz is a tight end 24 on the year, so you can keep rolling him out there. Now, granted, Chase Brown, T. Higgins, Khalil Shakir, all on bye. It probably would have made this a bit more competitive, but probably not enough to beat the freaking tank that is Don in Njigba's in Paris at 2-10, doubling his win total for 2024, while Stephen falls to 4-8. 4-8. Any thoughts on this one before we move on, gentlemen?
None for me. Hopefully they both can continue to build upon some of the young pieces that they have, but not going to be making too much noise the rest of the season.
Don's going to be a wagon, man. He's just going to be a wagon in the loser's bracket. Just take everybody down. Looking forward to it. We'll move on to our next game. It was your boy, Chris, and Team Fairlife at 7-4, taking on Anthony, Team Uninspired Youth at 8-3.
This is high stakes
Sure
fantasy
was.
football right here, man. Two top teams fighting for Chipotle. Fighting, jockeying for that second spot behind team to be named later. Man, this is going to be electric, right? This matchup's going to be great. We got names all over the place. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm looking down the lineup. Oh, Chris had Josh Allen on bye,
Yeah.
James Cook on bye, Alvin Kamara on
Had to
bye,
dig deep this week, fellas.
Dalton Kincaid on bye. Man, okay, maybe not. Might be a good week for Anthony to catch Chris here, right? Psych.
Psych. That's the
Psych.
wrong number.
Jayden Daniels pops off for 34. Devon Achane gets two tutties and 21. Kareem Hunt getting it done with 12 points another week.
Thank you, sir.
Calvin Ridley with 14. TJ Hawkinson with 18. Cooper Kupp with 19. And Kyren gets you a floor even with his five fumbles. He still
Dude,
scored 9 points.
I said it in the group chat, man. But this man fumbled 3 times in the first half, and he's still getting 95% of the carries. I'm like, he could kill a man on the field. And Sean
Every time
McVay's
he
like,
touched the ball,
we need him.
he's just butterfingers out there in the game.
Right.
Man, this just was not close in the end. Like you heard all those numbers. And Anthony just had duds, duds everywhere. Joe Mixon with 9, 14 carries for 22 yards.
Yeah,
Ugh.
that's not gonna happen
Christian
again.
McCaffrey, backup quarterback in there, it looks ugly in San Fran, 6 points. Justin Jefferson, maybe career low, except for the one championship 2 years ago,
Ooh,
4 points. It's not too soon, right? Like can we clear the air there?
I guess, man.
Ramondre Stevenson with 3 points. Rashad White, okay, 11. Okay, Kelsey, 12. Okay, Zay Flowers, 11. But man, it was not close, like I said. This one ended 143 to 95.
Ooh,
Man, both these teams now 8-4, and it's relatively close in points for tiebreaker between these two squads. could be a, you know, 1 week they could jump back and forth.
Yeah, this was a massive game. Two things. One, I think I just ran into Anthony on a good week. I ran into him with Brock Purdy out. I doubt Christian McCaffrey ever puts up 6 points again. Same thing with Joe Mixon. I'm not sure what was going down there in Tennessee. Plenty of points scored. None for Joe Mixon. Had only nine. Justin Jefferson completely eliminated. Like, I, those three things happening in 1 week will probably never happen again. I lucked out. Granted, I did put up 143, but I think this says more about Anthony maybe putting up a dud that probably won't happen again versus me, you know, having a good week, in my opinion. Fair. Yeah. All right. We'll move on to our final game of the week, which makes that our game of the week.
And in the game of the week, fellas, this one was a fun one to watch.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
So many high-scoring outputs across the board. And let's start with Clayton's RBs for a change.
Huh?
That's right. Bucky Irving with 26 points. You love to see it, even though Singletary did mostly nothing. But 9 points isn't the end of the world. Welcome back, Nico.
Yeah.
Another casual 20-point performance, just doing what he does when healthy. Some of the studs didn't show up, though. Jaden Reed, 5 points. Brock Bowers, 7 points. Don't love that, but when you have a guy like Trey McBride, who's a target machine and just goes out there and says, hey, I'll put the team on my back and get 25.
That's insane.
That'll do. Nice feeling for Clayton to have the top two tight ends in all of Dynasty. Perhaps a trade takes place for one of them to get an RB. We shall see.
You like bars. Bars, man.
Bars for days. In Mayfield, we trust, and he did.
Finally.
He did fine.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
He finally gets in the starting lineup.
Yeah. For Hayden, Tua was a big reason he squeaked this one out with an electric 36 points, baby. He really couldn't have gone wrong because Pat Mahomes on his bench also had 33.
There you go.
Gibbs is really good. Had almost 25. So is Derrick Henry. They both combined for roughly 40 points. Puka looking like he's fully back too. 20 points for him. Slots right back in to getting a bunch of volume from Stafford. Hayden is loving that. Will Disley and Tank Dell, they did okay. Nothing too crazy there. Intriguing to see how Tank especially finishes the year.
Oh, guys.
Ebo with 3 points just did not do any favors, but at least he was better than Goose Egg himself. Cute, baby.
Man, this has to be the first time Hayden's ever started Quentin Johnson in this league, ever. It has to be.
I was trying to think of when the last time he started him was. I couldn't think of it.
Like,
I
mean, no way.
This man single-handedly on Monday Night Football almost cost Hayden up.
Hayden, if you're listening, let us know if this was the first time you've ever started him.
And I may not let Hayden live it down, even though he got the victory, because Big Montana himself, Will Disley, was the reason that he actually eclipsed what he needed to.
And Derrick Henry. Yeah.
He nearly lost, but ends up getting the victory. And just heartbreak again for Clayton. I feel like he's this year's Tim from previous years. Just,
yeah,
he's close, just can't get over the hump. Biggest question I have for Hayden as we wrap this up: how do you bench Jalen Waddle, excuse me,
there you go,
over Quentin Johnston? That will be one that we question for ages. Final score: Clayton 128, Hayden 131.
Can't confirm. Clayton lost in the fourth quarter of Monday Night Football on when Derrick Henry got like 7 straight carries, just milking the clock. It was sad. I was texting him.
The Jalen Waddle one makes, I can get behind that. He hadn't scored over 10 points since week one. It looked pathetic, looked uninvolved. This week really came out of nowhere. So that's the going forward with him is a bigger question.
Yeah.
Is there confidence there to keep him in?
Yep. I agree. All right. Well, congrats to Hayden. I'm sure Tim will have some thoughts on this coming up in the power rankings. Somehow, Hayden still at 9-3, sitting on top of the Chipotle division, while Clayton falls to 5-7. That was your Week 12 review. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a couple minutes here to talk about some playoff implications. Like I said, we are 2 weeks away from playoff time. If the season were to end today, your number one seed would be Tim and close but no Jamar at 9-3, also with the most points four scored in the league. Congratulations to you, sir. In the second seed, you would have Tua Infinity and Bijan and Hayden at also at 9-3 with the, let's see, 6th highest points scored in the league at 9-3. You win who you win, I guess. At the 3 seed, it's your boy Team Fairlife at 8-4, followed oh so closely at the 4 seed by Team Uninspired Youth. We have just about 30 points separating our points four, separating those seeds. So if Hayden, if you could just do everybody a favor and let the two real teams compete for the top of Chipotle, that'd be great. I'm starting to subscribe to Tim's religion of not liking Hayden. I'm starting to become a believer.
Last in points against, 10th last.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, 5th seed would be Stretch Walker, I hardly know her, at 7-5, sitting rather comfortably there, because the next 3 guys fighting for that last 6th seed spot, if the season were to end today, it would be Clayton strictly by points 4 at 1482. Right behind is the Sun God Squad and Aaron at 5-7. And then don't count him out. I know we've sent him home, but we got T. Higgins. We got Chase Brown. Maybe Metcalf could turn it on a little bit. Jonathan Taylor, he's been booty. If some people could turn it around, Steven sitting down there at 4-8 has a higher points for than Aaron. Have a little bit of work to catching up to do to get to Clayton at that 6th seed. But he's still down there. And then, of course, Zach on a 7-game losing streak, and Don, who just doubled his win total to 2 this week, sitting at 9-10, respectfully, guys. I think next week we'll make some predictions. We'll put our you-know-whats on the table and call some stops, call our shots. What do you say next week?
Let's do it, man.
It's going to be exciting.
I know, because we'll probably have a pretty good idea. We'll have some real scenarios on how the bye weeks might work next week, too. So that should be exciting. But what else is exciting is a fresh, new, out-the-oven, smelling-good power rankings, gentlemen. What do you say?
Power rankings.
Everybody's favorite segment, your favorite time of the year, favorite time of the week. It's the people going.
Gets the people going.
We're gonna, it's a week 13 power rankings. This would be the last one until we're in the playoffs.
Oh, shoot. Good call.
Here's where we got everybody standing. We've got a new basement dweller, folks. Breece Lightning.
Yeah. 7
We talked about the injuries, man.
And even
falling 2 spots.
Not to pile on, but I'm gonna do it. Like, Breece Hall did not look as nearly as good now as he did at the beginning of the year. Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, you're getting outscored by Ladd McConkey right now, my homie. You know, I'm just saying. Even like his younger guys, Troy Franklin hasn't gotten it going. Keon Coleman's shown flashes, but he hasn't established himself. Deontay Johnson's a nobody now. Like, tough year for Zach, man. Tough year. 10th in the power rankings. I'm done now.
Yeah, it's ugly. And Zach himself a couple weeks ago was begging for us to just put him in the 10th spot and move on and let him just stay down there in the basement and cry. So
even CJ Stroud, bro, he hasn't looked great. Okay, I'm done.
Congratulations. Some work to be done for sure. In the 9 spot, remaining the same from 2 weeks ago, is Njigba Zimperis. couple of nice scoring totals in the last 4 weeks. You know, you just went over a little bit of long-term upside. The guys, we've always kind of been around there with Don's team, but staying at 9 in the power rankings. Up 2, out of the basement.
Look at that.
Knocking on the door. Sun God Squad. Mm. Like I said, explosive upside. The two words that describe this team with some of the high-end players that are there. Don't look now. Everybody, like Clayton, don't look over your shoulder. Now. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
I do have Pacheco now.
There we go. Hey. Don't look now.
Enforcements, man. So I'm just saying. At 7, I question the order here, but you know, at 7, we'll respect the numbers and the AP pollsters. Mount Passmore stays the same from last. I personally had Sun God Squad over. You know, just again, just feels like he's just been running like up a 29 degree incline hill all year long. He's just chasing, you know, he's running hard. He's still in there, like you said, but he's going to have some luck come his way to squeak into the playoffs.
The thing about Steven is he hasn't scored under 100 since week 4. Like, I feel like he always puts up a respectable total. Now, granted,
7.
Yeah, that's what I say. He's only scored over 110 since that time, what, 3 times? So he's got.
We're averaging 112 on the year, so it is respectable, like you said, and it seems like it's relatively consistent. You know, getting healthy, getting some guys back, but I fear it's a little, too late for Steven. And we shall see. Let the games play how they will. At 6, remaining the same from 2 weeks ago is the Red Rocket.
All right.
He's the team for me that I do not want to face in the playoffs.
Really?
So, like, I had him at 6, but, man, I'm still tempted to put him higher.
Y'all and Clayton, man.
Nico Collins. Nico Collins scares the ever-living poop out of me as a, you know, playoff performer. So, it's all I'm going to say. Staying the same, 6. At 5... Also remaining the same by total points in the AP pollsters. We'll respect them. Walker, hardly know her, remains the same from 2 weeks ago. Solidly going to be second, it looks like, in Qdoba. Still alive. Decent points for, you know, kind of right in the middle of the pack. Going to see what his voodoo magic stuff can do.
I mean, Taysom Hill's back, so there you go.
Right, yeah. Number 4, Tua Infinity and Bijan. Stays the same from 2 weeks ago at number 4.
Staying the same. Wow. I mean, he did lose
no real movement.
Yeah.
The highest in the AP pollsters was 3. The lowest was 5. The other person was at 4. So, ergo, 4. Nothing else to say. I've said my piece, you know, 10th last points against, 6 points for, you know the spiel.
I feel that.
All right. The last bit of movement here comes at the top. We now have a tie for second.
Oh.
A tie for second between Team Fairlife plus 1 from 3 to 2 and Team Uninspired Youth down 1.
Wow. If only we had played head-to-head. If only we had played head-to-head to decide that, man.
Yeah, I know. The two people outside put said Fairlife above, and the said Fairlife thinks he's worse than Tua Infinity and Bijan.
Yeah, what is going on, Chris?
I'm respecting records, man.
I just...
Got yourself 4th.
Respecting records.
Chris is just messing around up here. And that leaves no one other than myself. Close, but no Jamar. Saquon Barkley, I think, is, you know, the reason. He's the reason for the season, the reason I'm up here at number 1. Say less. And there's your week 13 final power rankings before playoff time.
Tim.
Chris, hit me.
How worried are you? about just your team. How confident are you?
We got full confidence in the squad.
I feel like you've been taking a lot of shots. You've been taking a lot of shots, man. Like, CeeDee Lamb, like, he's been showing Cooper Rush, like, he's not total doo-doo, but he doesn't maybe have, like, the high ceiling you had. Tyreek Hill's not looking hot. Like, can you really bank on, because if Saquon would have scored 20 last week instead of 40, whatever he scored, you know, you'd be at, like, what, 110, 115?
Yeah, I still would have won by 50.
I know, but it's just, you know, your tight end spots hanging out. I mean, we did forget to do a trade ring. Do we say now? I totally forgot about that, and I'm sorry.
Who was it?
You and Aaron, silly goose. You got Juwan Jennings, right?
I was like, who was it?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So, you know, you're leaning on a Tyrone Tracy, which we all know I'm a Tyrone Tracy guy. I really like me some Tyrone Tracy. But he's even kind of like, I just feel like there's a lot of question marks.
Number one in points for.
I know you are, which is why I can't bash you too much.
Out of here. Just get out of here with all this hate.
You're defying logic. Are you stretch? I don't know.
We like the guys we have on the team in the building. We like the guys we have in the building. That's my Zach Taylor quote of the day.
Let's say.
He's got juggernauts all over that lineup, Chris.
And that's the Chris Ballard quote too. We like our guys. We like our guys.
It's the way I built this team, right? It's the roster. It's got the explosive potential. And then, you know, sure, any given week, right? Any given week in fantasy, you could pull an Anthony of last week and have the names, right? You read the names and the names could fall short. But I don't know. It's the best position my team's ever been in going into the playoffs. So we've got full confidence in the guys.
Have you ever hit 10 wins, Tim?
No, no way.
I don't think I have.
I feel like I'm usually like a 6-7 squeaking into the playoffs / heartbreaking fashion not making the playoffs.
Ben
so.
Roethlisberger. Was that year one?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He needed like 6 points or something.
Yeah. Man, I remember that. All right.
It's been a ride.
It has. All right. That was the power rankings for this week. Let us know your thoughts on that. It's a lot of discussion. So be sure to make your voice heard, ThisLeague_pod. And we'll try to make our voices heard with the guarantee. Try to go make some money, and we'll get into that.
The This League Guarantee.
From week 11, ladies and gentlemen, how about a DeAndre Swift anytime touchdown score? Hit. Joe Mixon anytime touchdown? Hit. David Montgomery anytime touchdown? Hit. We'll ignore the AJ Brown. That happened on Thursday night. That was just a little bonus. We won't,
you know,
we won't take that.
Reset and recoup.
So this has been our most successful season with the guarantee ever. Like, I feel like we've been rolling, man. And I saw ours from this week, and I like it again. And I'll just start us off here. I just mentioned him earlier as somebody I really like. I wish he would be on my team, but he's not. But I'm going Tyrone Tracy. Anytime touchdown scorer on Turkey Day this year gives you something to look for. Like I said, Cowboys Giants on Thanksgiving. It's going to be a dog poop game, guys. It will probably remain close, which means not having to move away from the run if you're either team. I don't think any team's going to be blowing out the other and you're going to need to completely abandon the run. I think the running backs are going to be very involved in this game. And if you want to, you know, maybe use a little voodoo hoodoo, since Tyrone Tracy became the starter, getting majority of the carries, he's had a little touchdown pattern here. In week 6, that first week, no touchdown. Week 7, touchdown. Week 8, no touchdown. Week 9, touchdown. Week 10, no touchdown. Week 11, touchdown. Week 12, the last time he played, no touchdown. This week, come on. It's science. That's freaking science. This is the most science you're going to get on this podcast right there.
As the Tyrone Tracy manager, at first I didn't like it. But then I remembered, I believe we are going to get Drew Lock this week.
Sure are.
Tommy DeVito's banged up and looked awful.
A poodle.
Listed questionable. If it's Drew Lock, I'm all in on this. And I love it.
All right. Well, there you have it. Tim, I'll go ahead and throw it over to you. Your guarantee.
Yeah, I'm going chalk. I'm going easy peasy.
This one is like really easy.
Easy. little further Thursday night Thanksgiving action. Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown against the Bears. David Montgomery banged his shoulder a little bit. He's going to play. It looks like he's, you know, in line to not miss time, but I wouldn't be shocked for a little snaps reduction as they try to make sure he's fully healthy going forward. And the Lions are hanging 40 on the Bears. Everybody's getting tighties on Thanksgiving. Dan Campbell's making statements this year. Statement wins where they're just not letting up. Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown is a lock.
Yeah, that's got to be the easiest of the week, which is why it's only minus 175. But it's going to look good in a parlay, especially on top of mine and whatever Aaron's cooking up over there. What you got?
Well, we're just going to finish out the Thanksgiving edition of
Let's
the
Let's do it. Year. We got gobble gobble parlay.
We really do. I'm going with Rome Odunze over 50 receiving yards.
Okay. Boy, you got to sell me on this one against the Lions?
And I think I am going to sell you. It's at plus 100 odds. Let's start with the facts. Lions rushing D on the season is Chris and Tim. Do you guys have a guess out of 32 teams?
People have to throw.
What
to
do they
up.
Rank?
I bet
top three.
Yeah, I bet they're like. I'm gonna guess three.
They are fifth.
Okay.
Fifth in the league against the run. Now let's play the game where you guess what the Lions passing D on the season is.
Is this like a Baltimore Ravens situation?
Where 26.
You can pass the heck out of them, but you can't run on them.
Maybe not that bad. 22.
No, I bet they're like 27.
They are 25th in the league.
Hey, right
against the pass.
Okay.
What this means is, fellas, it's a win-win situation for the Chicago Bears because they're going to need to throw in the game to keep up regardless, especially with the spread at 9.5. Rome has also been cooking more and more lately, and if you did tune into the game last week, he would have had an even bigger fantasy day if Caleb Williams could actually throw an accurate pass in the end zone when he was wide open. I think he eclipses this easily, and like I said, if it's either a negative game script where they're getting blown out and they have to throw the ball like crazy, or they just have to keep it competitive, you're not going to run against the Lions. You have to pass. Win-win situation. Rome Odunze will get over 50 yards.
All right, I'm in. Great job. I'm in.
I'm there.
Let's go, Rome. All right. Well, I like that a lot. Those three legs of a parlay will get you to plus 634, or otherwise $20 will win you $147, or $100 will win you $704, or a month's rent will get you rent for the rest of the year.
Well,
how big you want to go?
Little Thanksgiving guarantee. Little
That's
gobble,
right.
Gobble.
I'm calling this the gobble gobble guarantee. The GGG.
It's at least 100 now. It's at least 100 going down.
The triple G. Oh, yeah. The gobble gobble guarantee. I love that. All right. Found the name of the title. Let's do this. All right. One more time for the folks at home. Tyrone Tracy, anytime touchdown score. Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown score. Rome Odunze, over 50 receiving yards. Put your house on it because we guarantee it, ladies and gentlemen. Feeling really good about that one. I'm also feeling really good about week 13, gentlemen. Let's get into it.
Broncos country, let's ride.
We are welcoming back the Atlanta Falcons, Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, Jacksonville Jaguars, New Orleans Saints, New York Jets. Tim, are we happy to have the Cincinnati Benjis back? Sensitive subject.
I don't know.
I get it. Well, you're saying bye, bye, bye to absolutely nobody because the NFL is weird. No bye weeks this week, which is insane in week 13. But we have like five next week, so that's great. That's great. Quick pick'ems update here. I told you last week I'd keep you updated. After last week, let's see. Or we did, I'm sorry, we did track our picks from week 12. I probably should have said who won each game, but it'd take too long doing that now. But I'll just tell you that Tim and Aaron both went 3-2, and your boy went 4-1, which puts me only four games behind Tim for second place and six games behind Aaron for first place. So I need to Might need to up it a little more. But week 13 might be the week to do it. We'll see. Let's do that. First game for week 13. We'll jump right in here. We have Aaron and the Sun God Squad. Kind of hot. Kind of dangerous. Taking on Anthony, Team Uninspired Youth at 8-4. Coming off maybe not the best game. Let's see.
You know it. And it's that time of year, Aaron. This is your win.
Oh, my God.
Go home.
Oh,
here we go. You're just declaring it like that?
No, glaring it. This yeah. man is too far back in points four to have a shot at any tiebreakers. Has wow. to get record advantage in order to have a shot at the playoffs. So I took just a little sneak peek at the board. Clayton's got Chris this week. That's a tough matchup. Next week, Clayton has Anthony.
Oh, God.
But Anthony has literally everybody on bye.
Ooh.
Currently projected for like 60 points.
Look
His
at this
team
research.
Is broke next week.
Look at this research.
So pencil in a dub there.
Wow.
You stay alive, Aaron. You got to win this week. This is a win or go home as it gets, in my opinion. Any immediate reaction? Like I said, the record's got to be the way you get in. You're too far back in a tiebreaker scenario.
And I will say, yeah. Aaron does play Hayden next week, so also not easy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're spot on here. I just have such mixed feelings. Like, I think I want to lose, but then sometimes I'm like, it would be kind of fun to win.
A chance for the nut.
It would be fun to win, but sometimes yeah. I want to lose.
Never know what's going to happen if you're in the dance. You know?
I liken this season to Zach of, I think it was 2022. It might have been 21. I think it was 22. You know, all year long, oh, I'm not in it. And
oh,
then,
yeah,
like,
then he tore off like eight wins.
Seven,
yeah.
Like seven in a row, eight in a row at the end of the year. We're like, we're literally not paying attention to this team at all. And then all of a sudden he squeaks in. I think he got a playoff win.
He won
that
the first
year.
Round, yeah.
So, like, this is, I'm just, I see some similarities. So let's get explosive, man.
Yeah, let's do
let's
something.
Get explosive this week. Reinforcements are on the way. You have Pacheco.
Look
you get to
him.
Roll out there for the first time in a solid. Like,
welcome
solid.
Back, Isaiah. Welcome back. He's one of those guys that just makes football fun. Like he's fun to watch yeah. play football.
Yeah, it'll hurt me just a little bit, you know, watching any highlights that come from him this game. He was one of my darlings that I picked up off waivers after the rookie draft. I loved him. But, you know, Saquon Barkley, potato, tomato.
Tomato.
Not rubbing salt in the wound. Not rubbing salt in the wound here. It's okay. But you absolutely love that matchup. Again, let's get explosive. Amon-Ra St. Brown, tough. Bears, Jalen Johnson is shutting folks down. He's the guy that just
sure
locked
is.
Up Justin yeah. Jefferson. So maybe, I mean, he moves around enough, I think, in the slot and everything that he's still going to get his just the upside seems capped. But also, again, I'm not putting anything past Dan Campbell and the Lions this Thanksgiving. A.J. Brown against Baltimore, you absolutely love that matchup. Absolutely love it. It's one of those where, you know, Saquon's going to run good against anybody, but the Baltimore run defense is one of those where you can't run on them, but you can pass the heck out of them. So mm-hmm. A.J. Brown is juicy this week. I also love the Ladd McConkey at Atlanta matchup. He's hot. Quentin Johnson's falling off. Josh Palmer's falling off. It's literally Ladd McConkey and Will Disley over there.
It is, which is what a crazy combo.
You know, Will Disley, you'll blast from the past. Love it. I like the Rome Odunze call this week. He's been super involved since Shane Waldron got the can. I want to say, like, let me see if I can pull it up fast enough here.
10
the
targets
last three
in the last
games,
two games.
The last three, was it three or two games that Waldron's been gone?
I couldn't tell you.
I think it might just be two. Let's say it's just two games since okay. Waldron is gone. 10 targets.
That's hot.
I'm just saying the matchups are nice. Let's get a little explosive. If he yeah. has a good one, if Caleb Williams can do a little damage against that, what was it, 25th ranked Lions passing defense.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, we want explosiveness. We want Taco Bell at 1 a.m. out the butthole. Let's do this.
Yeah, lava. Straight lava.
Oh, God.
So right now, Sleeper is giving Anthony a 74% chance of victory.
Holy cow.
Projecting a 142 to 108 blow-up. But I'm just saying, guys, okay? On Anthony's side, CMC, it looks, correct me if I'm wrong, do you know, is Brock Purdy going to miss another week?
I don't know.
I think, keep going, I'll double check. I think
limited,
in,
but
though.
Barely throws Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't say that's optimistic for him to be back. At Buffalo is tough. Brandon Allen again, I don't see Christian McCaffrey getting 19 points. I just don't. They just feel weird. Not loving it. I will say that Joe Mixon should eat against Jacksonville's putrid defense, if you can even call it that. You always got Justin Jefferson. Arizona's kind of a middle-of-the-pack ranked defense.
Bounce back so game coming, man.
You got to see. Travis Kelce's been getting the PPR points, but Noah Gray's been getting the touchdowns, so can you get a little lucky there maybe again? And then the last note, you know, Amari Cooper's in the lineup. The nursing that injury, currently, you know, Sleeper saying 13 points. You haven't seen it yet with Buffalo. You haven't.
You have not.
A junk touchdown in week, the first week he was there.
Yeah, I don't know where the confidence is coming from.
The confidence in McCaffrey and Cooper, I don't get it. I'm just saying. I'm taking Aaron here in his weird quest.
I thought you were going that way.
I'm taking Aaron. We're gonna put a little pressure on the rest of the league here. Let's get explosive and let's make some magic happen.
If Aaron wins, that would be devastating for Anthony because he's gonna make the playoffs, but your first round bye hopes are pretty much gone if you lose this. But
Aaron
has a tendency of beating good teams in the Chipotle division that are going for the one seed, let me tell you. So that could be the case. But I'm going Anthony. I mentioned it earlier how I played Anthony on a good week. I don't see two of those good weeks happening in a row. I think McCaffrey bounces back, even with or without Purdy. I just think they get him a lot more involved than what he was. Joe Mixon, I can see having three tutties against the Jags. And like I said, I don't think you can hold down Justin Jefferson to, you know, a similar stat line, 5 targets, 2 catches again. Name me 2 players on the Cardinals defense, you know. I don't know. So I think he gets the job done. And I can see that Eagles-Ravens game with Lamar Jackson being pretty high scoring. So I'm going to take Anthony and the 74% that Sleeper's giving him.
I don't know. The Eagles defense is maybe top 1 or 2 in the last 8 weeks. So I didn't even mention the Flowers and Lamar stack. That's also, I could see points go down.
All right. Aaron, who you got here? You sipping the Kool-Aid?
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
I think Tim makes a compelling case, and I'm flattered, but I'm going to get flattened by Anthony this week.
Nice. All right. Well, that's 2 for Anthony, 1 for Aaron, and a very compelling one for Aaron. I like where your mind's at, Tim. Think outside the box. Don't listen to the 74% from Sleeper. Don't listen to it. All right. We will move on to the next matchup. It is Zach and Breece Lightning at 7 straight L's now, gentlemen. Is that right? 7 L's in a row. We're going up against Stretch. And Walker, I hardly know her. He's coming to this one at 7-5, trying to cling on to the last rung of a first-round bye that he can.
Yeah, and going from Zach's angle here, no lineup changes to speak of that I see from last week's 64 outburst, which I think could spell some trouble for him because I just don't truly see at all where the points can come from. Outside of Monty, when you look at Stretch's side, he has a fully healthy roster and is plenty capable of putting up a point total that's just simply out of reach for Zach. I will say, though, on Stretch's side, he's got some somewhat tough matchups. James Conner at Minnesota, that's a tough defense. Kenneth Walker at the Jets, that's a cross-country trip to get over there and play against that Jets front. And then you got Monty at home against Chicago, which for all of Chicago's flaws, the run defense has been pretty stout this year. So those are just a few examples where maybe you're going to see some more floor type outputs versus ceiling. But let's just be real with this. It's not going to matter one bit. There's a fair amount of questionable tags scattered throughout Zach's lineup, and there's a lot of tough matchups that are just as equally difficult for Zach.
If I'm Zach, I want Breece Hall to sit this week so bad because I just want to see what Braylon Allen looks like. I feel like he could. He gives me like Isaiah Pacheco vibes where he just runs angry, and he's so young and he's so large. Like, I think I want to see what he looks like out there. Pause.
Yeah, it would be cool if Braylon Allen could morph into what they kind of have in Detroit with the Monty and Jahmyr Gibbs type element there. Really, I scratched and clawed to try and figure out any sort of route for Zach in this one. And the only hope I think he has is CJ Stroud just completely going berserk against Jacksonville. But do they decide to run them out the building with Joe Mixon? I mean, I think you could easily do that, and CJ's, you know, left with 15, 20 points max. Really difficult spot overall for Zach. I think it's just time for him to regroup and look at next year. We already declared he's going home for the year anyway. I think Stretch can breathe pretty easily heading into this one because I think he's going to coast to 8-5 with his eyes on a wild card spot, which is exactly how he likes it.
Sure is. All right, Tim, who you got here?
I'm going to take Stretch. I want to find a way to root for Zach here. I don't see the slide stopping.
Same here.
Also, Taysom Hill should have to be a flex player. It makes no sense. I'm so scared of that in the playoffs.
Yeah, that is pretty terrifying. My only note here for Stretch, I said it before, how can you start both Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams with how bad the Jets looked? This week, he's just saying, screw it, I'm not starting either of them, which might be the right call. I don't know, but it's got to hurt his soul a little bit knowing that he can't start the darling Garrett Wilson or the used to be, maybe still, I don't know, stud of Devontae Adams. Like, it's got to hurt a little bit that you can't put either of them in your lineup, which might be the case for the rest of the year, especially, you know, we heard with the Aaron Rodgers news. Like, that's got to hurt if you're Stretch.
When you got Cortland Sutton, man.
That's true.
Going off.
Yeah. Cortland Sutton might win some fantasy championships this year, man. I don't see him slowing down. Bo Nix is the truth, which, I mean, imagine having a team with Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. Oh, lordy. Anyway, all right, we'll move on to the next matchup. It is Steven coming into this one at 4-8 in Mount Passmore, taking on Hayden in Tua Infinity and Bijan at 9-3. Tim, I feel like I have a similar energy to this game as you do with Aaron's game, and we will get to that because you're looking at the number one Steven fan this week. Way to go, Steven. Let's go. Bring down the monster that is Hayden, the fraud with a capital F. So I'll try my best to be impartial here. Sleeper giving Hayden an edge with a 54% chance of victory. No buys, as we said earlier this week. So you get a full strength lineup on both sides, which is slightly concerning considering that Hayden currently has Rico Dowdle in his lineup. Now, I get it. Probably lots of running in that Giants-Cowboys game, like I said earlier with the Tyrone Tracy analysis. But for a team with title aspirations like Hayden, seeing Rico Dowdle in there doesn't make you feel great. You know, the RB30, he hasn't really put up over 10 points since week 9, and you got Cooper Rush. So don't love that when you're considering it's a full strength lineup for both guys and Hayden's rolling that out. But the questionable decision is more than made up for the likes of Jahmyr Gibbs against Chicago. We know he's going to score a touchdown. I think he could get more touchdowns if Monty's snaps are limited. And then Puka against the Saints, you'll love that matchup. And then, of course, Bijan Robinson, Derrick Henry, both with poor matchups, but you obviously don't want to go away from that. And really, the last thing for Hayden, who would have thought that at the end of this season, a healthy Deebo Samuel, a healthy Jaylen Waddle, a healthy Travis Etienne, all on Hayden's bench, man. Like, those guys have just been, it's not even an injury. I mean, Etienne, I guess, a little bit, but, like, man, these guys are just duking the bed, man. That's got to suck for Hayden. Obviously, a lot of hopes for them coming into this year.
Real quick, on the Waddle front, he just put up the point total he put up. You don't think he chased that?
Nope. I wouldn't. Tim, what about you?
I don't think I would want to chase, but you all know my feelings on Tank Dell.
Shut up.
So, like, that's all I'll say there. But, yeah, because, I mean, Tank Dell's not really been doing it either. I think Dell looks like he's wide receiver 39 on the year, and Waddle is 40.
Wow. Back to back. Just two studs studding it up on Tua Infinity and Bijan. Good for them.
I just don't. I don't get playing Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
Don't get.
Same here. But for Steven, he will look forward to welcoming back his Benjis, like we said, Chase Brown and T. Higgins. Chase Brown, a top 10 running back the past 3 weeks. Zach Moss out for the year. So that may not be changing anytime soon. And T. Higgins, when he plays, he is so good. T. Higgy Ziggy, when he plays, very good. But they're playing Pittsburgh, which is gross. Honestly, if they had better matchup, I think this would be a slam dunk for Steven. I would take Steven with a lot of confidence in this matchup, actually. But, you know, that's not quite the case. However, I do think a pro for Steven, I think Jonathan Taylor is in for a massive week this week at the Patriots. And if you listen to the Colts press conferences like I do, Shane Steichen's getting a lot of pressure, man. Where's JT? Why are you not using him? And between, you know, trying to get AR in and the game scripts and stuff like that, they just haven't been able to work him in. I think they make it a point to get him the ball on a team you can run against a team that's probably not going to put up a ton of points in Drake May. So I really like Jonathan Taylor this week.
He's a guy that needs 25 touches. I don't care what the game script is. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, he needs his touches.
Yep. And then still looking at Steven's side, don't let the red of the Jets scare you if you are DK Metcalf. I think that defense has quit. If you look at the last 2 or 3 weeks, everybody's dotting them up that plays them, and they've been dotted up recently. So I think DK Metcalf, currently with a questionable tag, not practicing, but he's done that in the past. I think he should be okay. When you look at the lineup decisions, we mentioned the Rico Dowdle thing for Hayden. We also still got Tank Dell in there. Do you roll out a Christian Watson? Do you roll out a Jaylen Waddle, Deebo? A lot of options over there that I think maybe if you're Hayden, you want to play it a little safer this week and go with that for sure production against Steven, a side you should beat. But for Steven, no real decisions over there unless you want to maybe consider Jordan Addison coming off of a big week. You know, maybe get him over there over Jacoby Myers, Aiden O'Connell coming back for the Raiders. So maybe see what that connection looks like. But guys, I mentioned it earlier. I like Steven this week, man. I do. I want to feel something. I need to get up on the pick-ems a little bit. So I'm going to roll Steven. I think he does the upset. If I had to choose America's team this week, it's probably Steven. But we'll get to that because the true Americans team also has quite the matchup this week. But I'm going Steven. Tim, who you got?
I'm.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm going to follow you. Honestly, you might not get that because Bijan against the Chargers defense, tough run defense, and Derrick Henry, like I said, against Philly's defense has been elite lately. So I'll take a slight upset. I'll take Steven making us sweat out the winner go home from 10 weeks ago.
Yeah, for real. We have to have some kind of punishment if somebody makes a playoff after sending them home. That's bad. That's bad. Aaron, who you got?
I'm going to roll with Hayden. I'm going to take him in, I don't think, a super close matchup. I think he's going to make a statement this week. I think Tank Dell, if it's ever going to be a week where he gets 30, it's going to be against this absolutely awful Jacksonville D. Puka Nacua is going to do his thing. Derrick Henry's going to eat. Pat Mahomes on Friday, he loves the limelight at home against Vegas. And Jahmyr Gibbs on Thanksgiving is going to be eating up the Chicago run D that hasn't been ran on super effectively to this point until Gibbs gets a hold of him. So I think Hayden wins and wins convincingly to put some haters to bed.
All right. Well, one for Hayden, two for Steven. The dogs are barking this week, man. The dogs are barking in the pick'ems. I like it. We'll move on to our next game. It is Don and Njigba's in Paris at 2-10. Take it on Tim, the top dog in the power rankings, top dog in the league at 9-3. Will the underdogs keep barking?
I don't think so. You guys have given me the two easiest matchups to analyze for the previews this week. And this one, I'm going to not take much time on at all. I mean, do we really need to spend a lot of time on this matchup? No offense, Don. Sleeper has Tim with a 67% chance of victory. I think it should be higher.
The worst part about this is Don does not have a horrible lineup. It's just that Tim's is so good.
Yeah. And Purdy and Madison both, you know, may not play, which would just really affect things quite a bit. He's definitely got some pieces like we've mentioned, but there's just studs up and down Tim's lineup, and I think this is just going to be a slaughtering of massive proportions.
Jeez.
Yeah, Saquon, you got Jamar Chase, you got CeeDee Lamb, you got Tyreek Hill. I think all of those guys alone, and you just benched everybody else, would still probably be enough to win. So let's just try to take a look at a second at any avenues Don has of winning.
All right, let's hop in the car.
Let's hop in the car. Let's take a ride. My very thorough analysis that took maybe 2 minutes concludes that unless JSN and Pickens can both go off for 35 each, which both are capable of that. We've seen JSN do that this year. We've seen Pickens go off for high point totals. This won't be close or remotely competitive. Outside of that happening, I think Tim, in essence, gets an easy divisional win if that doesn't happen to move to 10-3 and make a run at the coveted nut title as the odds on favorite.
Nice. Man, I want to take Don really bad. If I'm Don, man, get Alec Pierce in the lineup, man, over Leggett, and let's go party, man. Let's just go have a good time. Just get two bomb Alec Pierce's away against New England. Why not, man? Why not? Throw Alec Pierce in there, have a good time while you lose. I'm going Tim.
It's fair. I mean, I'm not going to overlook him. Like I said, I think two of the last 3 weeks he's scored over 130 points himself.
Yep.
So, you know, The lineup can go off, and I think George Pickens, if I were doing a Sunday touchdown anytime, I think George Pickens is well overdue for a tutty, and my Bengals cornerbacks are just absolutely pathetic. So I think Pickens could have a big week. I could see that one happening, but again, I'll take me for the vibes.
All right, that's a clean sweep for Tim, I think, as most people would expect. And that moves us into our final game and makes it our game of the week, matchup to watch, whatever you want to call it. It is your boy, Chris, at 8-4, Team Fairlife, taking on Clayton and the Red Rocket at 5-7.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are massive, massive playoff implications in this week's game of the week. Everybody's favorite darling, Clayton, holding on to that sixth seed for dear life. We've talked about Aaron. We've talked about Steven's potential. 5-7, tied record-wise with Aaron. Chris at 8-4, one back in the record from Hayden. Cheering on Steven this week.
Come on, Stevie.
Man, he's chasing. He wants a shot at the bye week. Both of these guys could use a dub.
I've never had a bye week.
Like, really use a dub to, like, solidify their playoff rankings. Dare I say, I think if Clayton wins this one, he all but would lock in that sixth seed unless there was a doomsday scenario of him losing the next week and Aaron winning this week and next week. So,
dang,
all but could lock up the sixth seed this week, pending Aaron's matchup. Boy, I think this is the sixth time we've said it. This podcast alone, wouldn't another running back look great on Clayton's roster?
Sure would, man.
Algiers in there against the Chargers. I see like 3 points there.
Aaron, is your bid submitted for Mr. Edwards?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, classic good. $0. Good. I'm gonna hold on.
Somebody go all in. But Clayton, we'll talk him up here. We'll talk him up here just a little bit. Nico Collins, Chris, is going to score 40 points.
Nico Collins is going to bend me over this week.
He is going to, like, no. Expect a minimum of 40. Look at the total points. Expect Nico Collins to get 40. I don't see how that doesn't happen. Like, that is the reality here. Baker Mayfield, Carolina, it's a good matchup. Bucky Irving, Carolina is a good matchup. Nico Collins, I said it. Drake London's kind of been the forgotten superstar this year.
Yeah, he's good.
Wide receiver 7, but just hasn't really blown up since week 5 and only really has the one blow up week. So kind of a forgotten superstar. And you know, Chargers are against the pass is okay. Brock Bowers is in a plus matchup. Kansas City does everything great on defense but guard tight ends. 12 seems like the floor.
Where are you going with this, Tim?
Points there. You don't like the Jaden Reed matchup necessarily. He's so hot and cold all over the place. Trey McBride gets a real tough draw against Minnesota. I see Clayton putting up points. I also see Chris putting up points. That's the good news. You got Josh Allen back. San Francisco's defense has kind of been faltering. Nick Bosa was out last week.
Yep.
Comes out that Fred Warner's been playing with a broken foot since week 5. Their defense is kind of faltering, and Josh Allen trying to keep pace with the Chiefs. Like, the playoff feeling is going to start for the Buffalo Bills real soon. So expect a lot of points. Devon Achan, whatever the numbers are since Tua's been back, I think he's put up at least 20 points and averages like 23.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Bump up, but Sleeper's only got 16. Bump that up. Kyren Williams, look for a big bounce back game. Big bounce back at New Orleans. The Rams need a win to try to keep pace in the NFC race. And then down the flex spot there, you got Kamara on the flip side of that. And the Saints just looking to do damage. So points there. Cooper Kupp, points. TJ Hockenson, we've loved him since he's come back from the injury. James Cook, Buffalo, mentioned it. Should be looking to blow out players, blow out teams. Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Talk to me real quick on Malik Nabers.
I like Drew Locke more than I like Tommy DeVito. I do. And like, there's a couple guys on my bench, Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, Fairlife down there, maybe.
A little bit of eyeballs for right. DJ Moore, I'll say. Right. And then Pittman, I think Downs is going to miss.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So you have some folks raising their hands, but I just think squeaky wheel. I don't know if you heard Malik Nabers after last week's game. They were like, why aren't you getting the ball? He's like, I don't know. Tell me why I didn't get a target till the second half. Like, you got a squeaky wheel guy there that.
I love a squeaky wheel match.
We do love one. So,
if it's Tommy DeVito, is he out of there or is he in for the squeaky wheel no matter what?
I think he's squeaky wheeling it. I think he's
okay.
In.
All right. All right. We're rolling with Malik Nabers. He's your guy.
Roll with the guys that got you here, man.
Yes, sir. So we're Sleeper's got it at 67%, Chris, 136 to 112 projected. I think we're looking at both teams putting up over 130. I think you've got a real tough battle here. All that to say, I do think you get it done. I think you get it done. This is max drama for the league scenario where Clayton doesn't add to the win column. You're still right there, potentially, you know, pending other games for a bye. I love it. Max playoff drama. I'm taking you in a shootout.
I do think it will be entertaining. Aaron, who you got?
I'm going to take you as well, Chris. You've got what it takes. I've rode Clayton seemingly every week and always has came up a bit short. I think despite some of the really good matchups here, you've got enough to overcome it. And I like Tim's call on the shootout because, I mean, Nico, Drake London, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Jaden Reed, Bucky Irvin against Carolina, Mayfield against, I mean, everybody
Baker's,
but Algiers.
Baker's scary, man. Revenge game.
Baker's in there, man. You've been saying it. Haven't you been the one that's been like, what else has Baker got to do?
I know, right? I have been saying.
He says, okay, I'll play him against you.
Right. Man, you know, going into this preview, I was going to choose Clayton. But looking, like, I do think it's even. If he had a better running back than Tyler Algier, we are talking like, dead heat, man. But combine that with the fact that, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Jaden Reed has only finished as a top 24 wide receiver once since week 5. Like, not even a wide receiver 2. He's just been chilling, not getting touchdowns, just kind of hanging out, not doing much for the Packers. So I think a combination of those two allows me to be confident enough that, like, as long as none of my players dud like those guys should, which I don't think you look it up down my roster, that should happen. So I'm going to take me, but I'm not loving it.
Yeah. And then my only other call out, I think Clayton's missed having this guy in his lineup. Brian Thomas
Jr.
Trevor Lawrence, it looks like he's trying to play.
That's actually a really good call. Holy cow.
Even banged up, I don't think you have the confidence yet to throw him in there and without seeing it. But if Trevor Lawrence comes back and he's fully healthy, then Brian Thomas might sneak in there.
That's actually a really good call. Yeah, but I really got to hold this podcast.
That's going to be like a legit game time decision. But because of all the Thanksgiving, all the Thursday games, all the Friday games, he's going to have to make that call well before we know the final status of Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, that's a good point. Good call out, Tim. Your analysis has been on point tonight, man. You've been cooking over there.
5 booms.
Boom, 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 boom. Let the people know we had a boom button before it was cool.
Yeah. Facts.
Big facts. All right, well, that's a clean sweep for your boy. And that, like Tim said, would add maximum playoff drama if that were to be the case. So let us know your thoughts on this week. One more week after this until the playoffs, baby, till it really starts mattering. I feel like we're still at that point where I'm like, I look at certain players and I say, you know, if we get another 4 or 5 weeks, we'll notice the trend. We'll know if we'll be confident or not. But then I see it's week 13 and it's like, we should probably know. We should know that Tank Dell's not going to be great, which is so sad. All right. Well, on that note, let's get out of here.
Broncos country, let's ride.
If you could, for the boys and girls at home, subscribe on Spotify. No, you follow on Spotify. I think you follow on Apple Music. You rate us on Spotify and on Apple Music. And I'm not sure where you like us at, on whatever streaming platform you use, but whenever you do, be sure to bring the boom.
Drop us like how button, many baby. Booms in the review you think this podcast is.
Seriously, dude, if we're only 3 booms, I get it. 4 booms, awesome. I think we're a 5 boom podcast, but if you don't agree, let us know. Or some dooms. Yeah. No dooms.
I need to see the word booms in all caps.
No dooms.
Lots of booms.
No dooms on this podcast.
Or you can click.
Or you can click it. Or you can. That's what I say. I'm like, Aaron, you gotta do the thing. You gotta do the thing.
I know. It was for suspense.
All right, guys. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. enjoy your mac and cheese, your turkey, your ham, all the good stuff. I'm Chris, signing out. Love you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Peace.
Go on, get. You made it.